late summer 2009, Levi Schaefer, a man from Peterborough, Ontario, traveled approximately 2,000 kilometers by bike and foot to the depths of a northern Ontario forest. He was diagnosed in his early 20s with schizophrenia and struggled through a difficult life, deeply impacted by poverty, criminalization, and mental health stigmatization. On June 24, 2009, Levi was killed on a lakeshore near the town of Pickle Lake when an Ontario provincial police officer shot him in the chest. At the time, the officers had been investigating a missing boat. Ruth Schaefer, the mother of Levi Schaefer, spoke with Groundwire on the phone from Peterborough. She told us about the moment when she found out about her son's death.
And then I came home one day and the SIU were at my door. And I knew right away that he'd been killed. So when they started to tell me how it had happened, my immediate response was I thought that he'd had a psychotic break and that there were probably two victims, the poor man who had to shoot him and my son. But after they started to talk, I realized that that couldn't possibly be true from what they were telling me. And nothing fit together in a logical way or in a way that made sense from my really deep knowledge of my son.
After Levi was killed, the OPP found his ID in his tent. Despite this, Levi's body was sent back to his family many days later, marked as John Doe. One of the main controversial points surrounding the case of Levi Schaefer is over the Ontario Provincial Police, or OPP's, incident report notes. An investigation into the incident revealed that officers involved were instructed to hold off writing their notes or making statements for days after the shooting occurred, after they'd spoken with their lawyers. The Schaefer family has taken the OPP to court to end this practice of lawyer note vetting because they say it has an impact on the evidence in the case. Here's Ruth Schaefer again.
What really hit me was the fact that I can only conjecture what happened to my son. I'll never know what happened to him. And that nobody should have to experience that sort of emotional stress. And so I decided to go to court to try and make it so that the police had to follow the law and so that there was some sort of evidentiary tracking system that the police would be required to follow.
From September 7th to 9th, the Schaefer family, along with the Justice for Levi Coalition, a group dedicated to supporting the family, was at the Ontario Court of Appeal to determine if the actions leading to Levi's death were legally authorized or not. The police are trying to quash the motion and send it to the Ontario Legislature rather than the courts. Rochelle Sauvé of the Justice for Levi Coalition in Peterborough explains why the family has not yet filed a lawsuit against the OPP.
Now, the Schaefer family has made it very clear to the Court of Appeal that although an application has been put forward towards a suit against the police officers, as the courts had indicated, might be a good idea, that the family, in fact, has no intention directly of pursuing a suit and has not, in fact, delivered the paperwork for a suit to any officers because they are hoping that the Court of Appeal will allow this application to be heard and go forward and that the justice being sought, which is far more broad-based than, you know, your kid got killed, here's a bit of money, but that the application could finally be heard and that that suit would never be presented to the officers involved.
However, the OPP recently launched a counter-lawsuit of $92,000 against Ruth Schaefer for the cost the police force has incurred as a result of the trial.
It basically becomes class warfare where if the police, I'm very lucky to have such a competent lawyer who is not allowing them to drag things out for years and years. But in a lot of cases, that's what happens, and so people give up because the money runs out, and people run out of energy to keep raising money. And so when somebody comes back to you, and you know you're doing the right thing, but somebody comes back to you and says you have to pay $92,000, it's horrifically frightening to somebody like me. I'm 52. I have nothing left after this. And so it becomes class warfare.
The Justice for Levi Coalition are currently raising money for their legal battle. Supporters are encouraged to donate money at www.justiceforlevi.org. For Groundwire, this is Aaron Lakoff from CKUT Radio in Montreal.